Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I'm going to try to make sense what the heck just happened in Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs are back-to-back Super Bowl champions, knocking off the 49ers 25-22 in overtime. Welcome in. My name is Mark Berg, and I'm the host of the Believe in Steelers show. From my understanding, the clock at the end of the overtime period was irrelevant, meaning that if the Chiefs would have allowed time to expire, even though they were trailing by 3 points in overtime, they have to complete the possession, meaning it would have rolled over into a second overtime so long as the Chiefs held on and kept the football. And so I was watching this live, freaking out about the clock, being like, why is Andy Reid and Mahomes letting the clock run down this much? Why aren't they calling a timeout with about 30 seconds left deep in the red zone? The reason is they would have kept possession into a double overtime, in which case it's like, have we gone too far with the overtime rules? The overtime rules in the playoffs are different than the regular season. I get for the regular season that you can tie, you want to avoid player injuries. But after the 13 seconds game between the Chiefs and the Bills, and now the overtime rules now, I am not saying that this game was scripted. It felt very scripted in what was the craziest finish I can recall in my 30 years of watching the NFL. It's what it felt like to me. I credit Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and more specifically the Chiefs defense. But that finish was nuts. Leo Chenal is the player whose name you should recognize and understand because it was his blocked extra point attempts that kept it a 3-point game that, in my opinion, other than the very ending, that blocked extra point, in my opinion, was the most important play of the game. Because if the 49ers go up 4 points instead of 3 points, the Chiefs have to try for a touchdown at the end of regulation, and you have to go for it on fourth down. So I thought those things were absolutely huge. That's what stuck out to me. But again, if you're just joining us, what I would say to you is this. The Chiefs would have kept possession into a second overtime, down three, even if it had gone beyond overtime. Which to me, what's the point of even having a clock for overtime? Which I would argue we need to change the overtime rules. I'm going to rock with Andy Reid so long as he is the head coach of the Chiefs. He, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, now 3-time Super Bowl champions. And they're probably going to get better considering that Mahomes' number one receiver was a rookie in Rashee Rice. I know Travis Kelce's getting older. Got to figure out if Chris Jones is coming back. I think he's earned himself a nice contract. But the Chiefs going back-to-back for the first time since the 2003-04 New England Patriots with an offense that, I'll be honest, wasn't that good. And to me, yes, you credit Patrick Mahomes' greatness leading his team down when they need it most. He's in the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks to me right now. It's Brady. It's Montana. It's Mahomes. Probably put Elway or Manning in that fourth slot now. But the overtime rules to me didn't make any sense. And we were freaking out at the watch party. Three buddies of mine that really know their football too, really know their sports. And we were wondering, Why are the Chiefs letting the clock run down? And they knew exactly what they were doing. Again, it would have rolled into a double overtime because they hadn't completed their possession. Both teams must possess the football under the new NFL playoff overtime rules, which is different than what the playoff rules are during the regular season. I know the NFL has caught a lot of flack for its playoff rules. I personally think college footballs are better. However, I get it with field goal kickers that they're pretty much automatic 50 yards and in. And if you're a 49ers fan, you might be saying, should we have just gone for it on fourth down? Because you kind of had the feeling that regardless of how much time was left, Patrick Mahomes was going to find a way. Just feels almost, I'm not even gonna say almost, feels inevitable at this point. It feels like what Brady did for with the New England Patriots for years. Almost feels a bit like Michael Jordan too, when it was just like you give him time on the field to do whatever he needs to do late in games. It feels like time and time and time again that he's going to deliver. And that's what I saw tonight. So my takeaways from the Super Bowl are as brief as this. The overtime clock didn't matter. Does the NFL need to revisit that? That's one question I'll broach. I'd argue that they do. And if you're a 49ers fan, certainly you probably feel that they do. Number two would be Leo Chenal's blocked extra point. I am going to argue is the most important play of the Super Bowl for how it influenced everything that came as a result after that. Because the Chiefs were then down only three. They only needed a field goal to tie it up versus having to go for a touchdown down 4 points. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, three-time Super Bowl champions. And to me, yeah, you credit those guys, but to me, this Chiefs Super Bowl team, this win, I credit the defense. I think the defense played great.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm going to throw something else out there, too. Steve Spagnuolo, the Chiefs defensive coordinator, I know he has been a head coach in the past. I know he's a defensive mind. You want all these bright offensive minds in football. If you're a team in need of a head coach and now all of the positions are filled at this point, but next offseason, go get him as your head coach. Are you kidding me? What he did, not just this season, but now that the Chiefs are a dynasty that they've won three Super Bowl titles. Steve Spagnuolo, why he's not getting more interest to be a head coach, maybe he doesn't want to be. And again, I know he has been a head coach in the NFL before. He's had his opportunity. But we see coaches, head coaches, fall flat on their face every single year. Steve Spagnuolo can't be a head coach in this league with what he did with this Chiefs defense this year. Considering the Chiefs offense, if you watch them at all this year, I can't believe they made the Super Bowl, let alone won it. And that's, to me, why I said that ending tonight felt scripted. I'm not saying it was, but oh man, it felt scripted with Taylor Swift and the mania and the Chiefs. It feels inevitable, but down the stretch, the Chiefs get it done. And the 49ers on that final possession defensively, I don't know what was going on. And it seemed like there was a lack of initiative from the Chiefs, because it was like, oh my gosh, is the clock going to run out? What's the purpose of the clock there then if the Chiefs are guaranteed possession until they're stopped either on four downs or with a turnover? What's the purpose of the clock? And that's with the NFL's overtime rules. Like, I get that you don't want another rendition of the 13 seconds game of what we saw between the Chiefs and the Bills in the playoffs a few years ago when Josh Allen doesn't get the opportunity to go back on the field. But we're at a point where we're devaluing defense totally to give the offense every opportunity. But I'll say this too, heck of a Super Bowl, very entertaining. And what, in my opinion, was the craziest finish to a Super Bowl is that I've seen in my lifetime. It might be a bit of recency bias there, but it was an absolutely crazy finish. Absolutely crazy finish. Chad checking and saying, any prop bets come through for you, Mark? I'm going to need to double check all of my props. The one I really liked going in was Brock Purdy, 3.5 rushes. He only had 3 rushes tonight, so the under hit there. So I got that one wrong. I thought Brock Purdy would have more than 3 carries in tonight's game, just considering what he had done in the previous playoff games for the 49ers to get to the Super Bowl. Chad, thank you for checking in. And Chiefs, now 2-time back-to-back Super Bowl champions. I know Mahomes said after the game they're just getting started. I know they have a rookie receiver, but Travis Kelce's getting older. What do you do with Chris Jones? Because he was playing on a 1-year deal now too. So whether they could repeat as 3-time Super Bowl champions, I'm not going to go that far because of the difficulty that it is to repeat. It's the longest drought that the NFL's ever had and the parity that the league has overall. So, yeah. One other thing, too, I want to make mention of here as I wrap up. It is late, getting into Monday morning, wrapping up Super Bowl 58. Lot of offseason, and if you want to place a bet on any of over-under team totals, I'm sure there are season player props that you can bet on soon enough. BetOnline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And now we shift into draft mode. And that'll be here before you know it, April's draft. And we're going to go all in on that. Steelers have the 20th pick. What happens with Caleb Williams, Justin Fields, and the Bears? Where does Drake May land? Is he going to go to Washington, play with his former college teammate, Sam Howell? Jaden Daniels, where does he go? Marvin Harrison. I mean, there are a ton of things to talk about when it comes to the draft. And so we'll have that in the coming weeks. But the Chiefs tonight, winning back-to-back Super Bowls, and I can't believe it. I absolutely cannot believe it. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Thank you for watching this live reaction to Super Bowl 58. Enjoy the rest of your weekends. Take care. So long, everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.